brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kaiser on with us. Thank you for joining us. Ryan in Texas. You're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead. Man, these phones are so bad, I can't understand a word you're saying, bud. Try to talk right into your phone, Ryan.
Oh, hey, I had a question. Alex, we need to get you back on in Dallas. But two, Max, are we still looking at April? For the little stock market bubble crash, and also, where do you see silver and gold going at that time? Because it's been down the last few months.
Well, I'm claiming victory because everything against Bitcoin has crashed. So I'm claiming victory. As far as gold and silver, continue to see them as they have for the past 12 years. Every single one of the 12 years, they've gone up. So I'm looking for them to continue to go up.
Okay, hope that answers your question, sir. God bless you. Yeah, and our Dallas affiliate, after about 2 years carrying us with a huge listenership, changed formats to another format, and that happens. So many stations were on. We were number one in Orlando. Sold it, they turned to ESPN Sports. So ratings don't matter anymore, folks. It's important to support the broadcast. But we're gaining more affiliates than we lose, so that's the good news.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens if you have propaganda take over from commercial radio. They're more interested in the propaganda than because they get subsidies from the government, which is more profitable than competing head-to-head in an open free market.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean,
ESPN is propaganda.
I mean, I get number one ratings everywhere where I'm put on a decent station. Even the little stations, I can get the top ratings. I mean, I beat Rush Limbaugh in every demographic on a 10,000-watt station up against a 50,000-watt in Orlando. And it's
but if you're Rush Limbaugh, you get a huge subsidy from the government to broadcast propaganda. He is the basically Tokyo Rose of America. He's a propagandist. He gets a huge government subsidy. He's a Nat Turner.
How's he get a government subsidy?
Well, he cuts a deal for $400 million, and the broadcaster that carries them, of course, is an entity that promises never to carry anything on his network that would anyone find offensive in any single way. So they give them huge licenses, and they allow them. The government allows them to consolidate their media footprint. You know, there's very few broadcasters in America. But that's a subsidy. That's welfare from the government. They give you.
Yeah, no, MSNBC definitely is.
Rush Limbaugh on, and at the same time, we'll give you a $2 billion license fee for free. Just keep this idiot on saying stupid stuff all day long. That's a subsidy. He's a Tokyo Rose of America. The guy is a menace.
Let's talk to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Judy. Can you hear me?
I can. Throw your question out, please.
Sure. This is a serious one, too. This is the second time I've gotten to speak to Max. This is great. What about the prospect of what they're trying to put in Congress or through Congress through LaRouche Political Action Committee on Glass-Steagall? And if Glass-Steagall was...
No, I mean, it's a great idea, but it never happens because the criminals run things, Max.
Yep, I agree. But never happened. Great idea, but it never happened.
There is work to have it, you know, put through. There absolutely is. And
no, I know. I mean, I know there's groups working for that. But, I mean, my issue is the criminals are so consolidated, we've got to work at every level. That is the problem, though. The criminals basically can get away with anything. We're becoming North Korea.
They're putting forward this guy who's extremely anti-banker, this comedian who's now front-running to be the president of the country, and he's taking on the banks. Now, I believe that if he does become any more successful in Italy, they're going to call up the John Perkins clone, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. They're going to go down there, and they're going to give him an ultimatum. Either you adopt the IMF, or you're going to fall out of an airplane.
That's right. Absolutely. They're really scared of what's happening in Italy. Let me talk to you when we go to break here, Max. Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com. Follow him on Twitter at Max Kaiser. Follow us at The Real Alex Jones. Links are in every article page on Infowars.com. Follow us at The Real Alex Jones. Very important that you do that because it's one of the great ways we can send you up-to-the-minute breaking news. Also at Infowars.com/newsletter.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, the 11th day of March 2013. Max Keiser on the global financial meltdown that has been going on for the last 4 or 5 years incrementally that he believes is about to accelerate massively into a serious implosion level event by late April. He now is doubling down, saying he sees the signs, confirming his prediction of about 6 months ago, 7 months ago. He'll be joining us on that front. And Bitcoin, what is it? Who's behind it? I know he's been a proponent of it, at least in the past. I want to get his take on Bitcoin today because people keep clamoring for me to cover Bitcoin more. I've done a lot of research on it, and I reserve judgment because there's not a lot known about it, who created it. It's very shadowy. People say, that's the good part. Well, yeah, it's good if you're anonymous, but then when something's been created and then you don't know about its roots, a little bit of an issue. I like to watch things for a while until I jump in bed with it. Not criticizing it, just saying there have been a lot of other financial things like this throughout history that when they have the same wide-eyed excitement to them, you better hold on to your rear end and protect yourself. That's all I can say. Okay, wow. Let me just try to do this. You know, I've tried this a million times, failed every time. Let's be serious. I've tried 1,000-plus times and failed every time. I'm going to try to just read to you headlines, maybe just 50 of them or so, instead of the 300-plus I've got here, because I've been really psychoanalyzing myself. at night, in the morning, when I get to work, I'll just pore over hundreds of articles and almost get into a fractured mindset where I've got so many things in my mind, it's hard to focus in on one big subject and really cover that topic in detail. And that's a good thing at certain levels because it shows how things are interconnected. But then when you don't get to even 10% of what you want to cover, it's a real frustration. I can't argue with success. The broadcast is very successful. But I'm trying to make it even more effective against the globalist. Success of the radio show is not the only goal here. Success getting the word out for liberty and resisting tyranny is the goal. A successful radio show is the byproduct and it's like a team of horses. It's a horse that runs right beside the main horse, the lead horse. Now, that said, I want you just to remember as a listener that this is not a spectator sport and that you are the solution. You are the answer. You are the resistance. When they tell you you've got to be in a free speech zone to protest, you need to let them arrest you and file suit. That's why it's been rolled back all over the country, free speech zones. When they tell you they're not going to organically label food, boycott the stores that won't do it until they capitulate, which is now happening with Whole Foods. When Mayor Bloomberg says he's going to tell you how many hours to work a day, what to eat, how much to sleep, what to do in your own home, it's time to say no to him, like Starbucks. I'm not saying Starbucks is perfect, certainly not. Not a big fan of global chains, but Starbucks is saying we're going to continue to serve over 16-ounce drinks. We'll do what we want. Thank you very much. Because under Agenda 21, the UN bragged back 20 years ago in 1992, you can go read it, they said we're going to start with cigarettes worldwide and ban them as a model for world government. But world government by stealth through local governments, through states, through national governments. Then we're going to move to low-flush toilets, then to light bulbs. And once we get people to accept things that sound reasonable, it's going to be no plastic bags. Then it's going to be no bags, period. Then it's going to be no plastic in your house. Then it's going to be home inspections. Then it's going to be carbon taxes on beef, on anything that has a carbon footprint, flatulence taxes. And it's all going in Europe, Australia, Canada, and now here, and shutting our economy down when China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus third-world countries are exempt. If they're exempt from draconian laws, then it will make the jobs move there immediately. And guess who owns the major industrial combines in those countries? You guessed it, the megabanks, who have bought control of the planet, or almost have bought control. They're not in full control yet. If they get control, Katie bar the door. Okay, they're not in full control yet. It'll get about, let me be conservative, 10 times worse if they were in full control. They're in about 70%, 75% control right now. And let me tell you, they're breathing down our neck. That's why I get so angry. I mean, I know where this is going. Where was I going with all this, though, overall? Oh, I was just getting into the whole Agenda 21 police state takeover. You've got to say no to it because it's so incredibly hellish. Okay, it's great to be officially back. I mean, I was back yesterday for the Sunday show, but here we are on the big weekday show. Let me just try to go over the stacks. How's that sound? Let me just start, not because I'm trying to figure out what the top story is to me. I don't just go with whatever the national news top story is. I go with what I believe the top story is. Of course, you can tell me what you think is most important. A lot of times callers call in or we get emails or see comments saying, hey, why didn't you cover this? And that becomes our top story because I agree with you. I think it's important. Homeless Houston veteran cited for dumpster diving in search for food. That's News 92 FM. They have a copy of the ticket. And they've banned feeding the homeless in Houston, so they just say, what do? Die? And what a sign of an amazing tyranny when cops will give a homeless person, period. But I'm telling you, so many of the homeless I see now are not drunks. They're not drug addicts. Like, they're not hobos. I'll ask them, I'll say, I mean, a lot of times these guys, you can tell, I mean, are the real deal. And I'll say, what's your story? And I don't know what they're going to say. I was special forces for, 10 years. I was in the first Gulf War. I got hit with nerve gas during the nerve gas alert, and I got brain damage now, and I can't get a job. And you can tell they're all there, but they are damaged. and you know, the guy rides off on their bike. Now I see the homeless, and they are injured vets. I've seen homeless vets with arms and legs blown off. And I just can't imagine being a cop and coming over to a dumpster, and there's a guy in there eating, and you're going to give him a ticket. I mean, man, ooh, boy, let me tell you, I can just thinking about that, I can literally pick up on God's anger. I mean, just inside, it makes me shake to think to be one of those people. It makes me shake. And again, this isn't even about I'm a guy on a high horse, I'm a good guy. It makes me feel bad to even imagine that. And that's nothing on the scale of evil. It's just imagine that. Okay, Jess said I'd try to. Okay, that's one of the articles. They're all up at Infowars.com, or most of them are. Former Newark Airport TSA screener says the job does little to keep flyers safe. Really, they're training to be a slave. TSA allowed people with criminal records to get airport security badges. New American Magazine, Michael Tennant. Or is that Michelle Tennant? I'm reading from a distance. And the article breaks down all the admitted cases where they hired felons, rapists, robbers. And the thing is, they're not letting them slip through. It's not an accident. They do it on purpose. Again, if you're really worried about real terrorists that are going to attack, why do they then let basically anybody work at an airport? Because that's who they want. In the ads, they say, we want you to be imperious and dominating. Remember that ad out of Seattle put out by the TSA? Dominating, imperious. Imperious means arrogantly imperial. That's what's going on. There's another article. Second drone spotted over New York. Speaking of New York, UAV reported within 3 miles of LaGuardia Airport. They've already had them crash. They've already had them almost run into airplanes over Denver. That's Top Drudge link, left-hand side, drudgereport.com right now. So we've about covered three articles now. Let's continue to try to get into more. This one, I'm going to cover this now at about 40 after or so because I'm getting behind. I mentioned this yesterday just as a side issue and realized how wild it sounded, because 2013 is wild. 1950 was wild, too. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Immortal cell line. And guess what's immortal? These are cells that do not die. They just sit there in a petri dish, replicating forever. And there's only one kind of cell, and it's very rare in cancer. It's cancer cells. And when I talk about this, people will say, oh, you got this from the latest installment of the movie I Am Legend, which was then turned into the film The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, which is an excellent, classic, high art, in my opinion. You're going to think that the movie that came out a few years ago, I Am Legend, you're going to think, wait, you got this from I Am Legend. No, I didn't. 20 years ago, they put out, more than 20 years ago, they put out white papers that are public, and I'm going to go over some of them, where they knew that the key to immortality in their belief, this is the establishment, if you control trillions, you're worth billions, you've had every sex you can imagine, you've got everything, you own mountaintops, jet copters. What do you want? What's the one thing you want? More life. What does Roy Batty tell the head of the Tyrell Corporation? I want more life. And then adds an expletive. Ah, the facts of life. What has been already made and cannot be unmade. Well, not if you're undead. But it's not even undead. You will be a living cancer. And I talked about this more than a decade ago. And then I went with some friends a while back and saw the latest Resident Evil, because I'd read about the plot. And it's a super cancer virus that makes you basically immortal, unless you can, you know, get burned up. And then I realized, I went back and did some research, because I remembered this, that this was all in the literature from the 50s, now codified by the early 90s, where they're going to, well, just wait till I get to this. Okay, just wait till I cover this. It's coming up at about 40 after. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschmann, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf.
But nowadays people think you can't stand up for anything.
We look down a river and we see the British come.
The establishment just tells you you're going to lose. Resistance is futile. He must give in to us. We're going to open the borders. We're going to take your kids. We're going to socialize things. We're going to force inoculations on you. We're going to make you eat GMO. We're going to geoengineer the skies. We're going to get rid of your national sovereignty. We're going to put your military under NATO control. We're going to tell you what kind of toilet and light bulbs you can have. We're going to tell you 60% taxes isn't enough. We're going to make the public dependent. No, you're not. We're going to ban your free speech. No, you're not. You've got to find the fight in you, ladies and gentlemen. And what's incredible is most of the time when you stand up, you have victory. In fact, at the bottom of the next hour, David Knight and Ja'Kari Jackson shot a piece at the Alamo reenactment, and then they were banning our free speech in Austin or trying to order the police to do it. We learned there was a police revolt. I didn't hear this from the police. I learned it from Steve. I wonder all the cops were smiling at me when I showed up to demonstrate against the South by Southwest. And then I later talked to CBS, and they had all the big sheets from the interview. I don't think it even aired, though, where they talked to the cops, and the cops said, well, we made the determination that the ordinance does not say that they can't hand stuff out. Now, a big fracas, though, because they had the city of Austin come down with code enforcement and try to order the police to give people tickets. They did give warnings and then said, you know, we're not even doing that. Now, by the time I got back to Austin, I drove back a day early because of this. I didn't know all this, and I showed up. About 100 people showed up real quick just off an internet announcement, you know, for an impromptu flash demonstration, and News 8 Austin was out there. A bunch of others were out there. It may have aired. I don't really watch television, so I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but I haven't heard about it. So maybe did News 8 Austin or CBS cover it? Let's check that. Then we can type Alex Jones, South by Southwest, and it'll pop up. But, I mean, when my crew called me and said, I'm going to cover this and show video for TV viewers, audio for radio listeners in about an hour and 5 minutes exactly, middle of the second hour. They said, the code enforcement's here saying you can't have bumper stickers on your car. And I said, let me talk to them next time they come up with the cops. Code enforcement backed up by police. And I got on the phone with the guy, and he's like, my superiors say you can't have this car parked in this parking meter with stickers on it. And I said, you got to be kidding me. This is a joke, right? And he's like, nope, that's what they're saying. So we called their bluff. They had to back off. And it's this whole thing of their being ordered. The guy on the phone said he knew it was wrong. The police said they knew it was wrong. And then they finally just said no. What's so wrong about saying no to unlawful orders? I mean, I just do not get it. And it's time for the citizens to say no. No, no, no. N-O. No. No, 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 no. You learn that word. Three-year-olds know it. We need to learn it. No. No. Because everybody thinks if you just bend over to the government, lie down to the system, start licking their boots, they're going to be nice to you. They're going to put people in who want to have their boots licked. Most people in government now still don't want to have their boots licked low level. High level, they do. So they're telling the enforcers to go out and turn us into slaves. And they're trying to create flowery, you know, threats and scary reasons we should do this. In fact, I got to this some yesterday. There's more out on it today. I'm going to be covering this after we get to more headlines in the next segment. Boy, big news on the economy, but Max Kaiser's coming up on that. 46,609,000 people on food stamps, and now has just gone up in the last couple months to 47,791,996. There's a lot of other supplementals. If you add in all the forms of county and city supplementals and things, it's more like 80 million are on some form of food assistance. Unbelievable. Out of 315 mil, 80-something mil have to have the government feed them. And God forbid, though, churches try to do it. That's banned all over the country. From Houston to Florida cities, you see that in the news. And God forbid a veteran climb in a dumpster. Man, I tell you, in Europe right now, and in Spain and in other areas, people are dumpster diving families. Because, you know, the rich are throwing stuff out. You know, a pear's got a rot hole in it. The rich people throw that away. They don't know how to just slice off the rotten part. And over here, though, they give you tickets or arrest your butt. Oh, it was picked up by KI. Pamphlet ordinance not enforced during South by Southwest. And so they did cover it. Strangely enough, we're not even in this report. Okay, wait, it's a side issue for national listeners. It's just it shows how crazy government's gotten. So they did cover it. But they went to the cops, and the cops said, we're not enforcing that. Well, you'd already given out tickets, and I gave KI a copy of the warning ticket. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stand.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last night, a little dancer. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock with InfoWars Nightly News. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. One master membership, create a username, passcode. You can share. 11 people can simultaneously watch the nightly news. All that does is pay for the bandwidth. That's my goal. We would be 100% on our own platform, but we cannot pay for the bandwidth of hundreds of millions of views just on YouTube conservatively every year. Okay, so it's members of PrisonPlanet.tv that help pay for the cameras, the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the reporters, the research, to then be able to produce the information, to air select news reports that we produce here on the radio / TV, and to transmit it all to you, the members of PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, now 10 years up and running. And it's all up there. The incredible special reports, the live coverage, the special events, the on-the-road live coverage, all of it. The rant section, the analysis section, it's all there. The ebooks, prisonplanet.tv. Again, that's prisonplanet.tv, and I want to thank all of you that are members. If you're not a member, now is the time. It's less than 55 cents a month per person under the 11 memberships. It says 10 in the ad, but it's your membership and 10 more. And that's simultaneous viewers. Chances are most people you give it to aren't going to watch it every day. We wish they would and wake up. So you can probably give it to 20 people. Hey, this username and passcode. Just make a new one that's only for the site. Obviously, it shouldn't be to your bank account. So, prisonplanet.tv. You know, we might try to set it up where it randomly generates some other codes, too. But, side issue, the establishment does not want you to hear and see this information. The establishment does not want you to know what's going on. The establishment has done everything they can to try to discredit what we're saying, what we're talking about, what we're covering here. In fact, one area in my stack of news, stack after stack after stack, is Forbes. And I'll cover that in the next hour, saying 1.6 billion bullets, that's today. We need to have a national discussion about this and the armored vehicles and everything. Wait a minute, Forbes, you didn't get the memo? It's over 2 billion now in the last 15, 16 months. And it's all public. It's federal purchase orders at fedbiz.gov. But you didn't hear CNN, MSNBC, Politico, and Media Matters, the White House Public Operations Office, you know, with all the White House people running it. You didn't hear them say it doesn't exist and that it's racist. You're like, what does this have to do with race? Just, it's racist, okay? It's racist. And never mind the giant arms buildup. And you heard Gibbs, there's no drone program either. Even though it publicly exists, it doesn't exist. So they got a big problem. And this is what I did a video about last week when I was taken off with the family and what I called in about. There is a major tipping point. There's the headline, 1.6 billion rounds of ammo for Homeland Security. It's time for a national conversation. Do me a favor and print me that article. I know I have it in the stack, but I can't find it for some reason. That's another problem with having so many news articles. I have like five stacks of gun news here. Yeah, more than five stacks. And last week when I got on and was so excited, I was ranting and raving about the fact that we're in the fight and the fact that we're having an effect, and the White House is responding every day to what InfoWars.com is doing. They're responding every day to what DrudgeReport.com is doing. And I'm just giving credit where it's due. And then InfoWars is forcing all the big neocon hosts who wouldn't cover this are now covering it. We're taking over the discussion with the truth. Hey, why'd they buy 2,700 giant black wheeled tanks that say U.S. National Police FEMA on them that we photographed in Austin? Why are they running checkpoints? Why are they announcing Brigade Homeland, 300,000+ federal troops to be deployed? That's Army Times. And they're like, oh, that's not happening. Let's not have a national discussion. They are writing hit pieces every day. The AP's written articles trying to whitewash it that are in hundreds, less conservative, thousands of newspapers and TV stations pick up on AP. You can't even count them all. And they're saying it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, or AP won't be as obvious as Politico or Slate or Media Matter saying it doesn't exist, it's a fake online rumor from an anonymous post. That's what they say. AP won't fully destroy themselves. They say, well, Jones is really wrong. He's kind of right about 1.6 billion, but 200,000 for this department's no big deal. And then other outfits are like, it's not 1.6 billion, it's a million bullets were bought by this outfit. So they'll take one line item and focus in on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't have them running around like chickens with their heads cut off, doing the dangerous tactic of saying none of this exists, if it wasn't really dangerous for them. How do you know the enemy's weak spot? It's when they send their full force to that area. How do you know where, you know, in the old days, they would have siege engines, even primitive explosives. Chinese had it thousands of years ago, trying to blow up castle defenses. And they'd have armies attacking from all sides. They didn't have radios. You couldn't see the flags over the other side of the castle. Now, they use those to communicate up on hilltops. How would you know when there was a breach? When you saw everybody defending this area of the castle, turn and start running down towards the other end of the castle, you would say, ah, breach! You understand? They're not going to tell us when we're hurting them badly, except by their actions. And when they're going, there are no bullet purchases, there are no armored vehicles, there are no checkpoints, there are no military drills, there are no black helicopters. And you're like, well, there was a big black helicopter drill in my town. They practice taking over the capital. Yeah, they practice stopping your local government. They're practicing a Civil War federal takeover, which is a global takeover. And they don't want to have a national debate about this before they nuke a major city and blame it on the Patriots. They want to nuke the city or release a bioweapon or blow up a federal building. I hope it's something small. I hope it's nothing. But and then blame us. And so this is so paramount. This is so off the chart. This is so important. That mainstream media, not all of them are bad, and those that still want credibility, and those that also want subscribers and readers, because, you know, telling the truth also is successful. People are running from lies quickly. So you're basically killing yourselves, the mercenaries at CNN, the mercenaries at MSNBC, the mercenaries at Politico, the mercenaries at Media Matters, who's publicly run by the former White House transition chief and about, what, 30-something other top Obama people. I mean, it is the White House. And who are they attacking every week? Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, the list goes on and on. I mean, their memo came out in Politico 2 years ago, and Politico spun it and said, oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, they call for infiltrating and sabotaging media companies from within. I mean, that's racketeering, folks. That's spy operations. You know, it came out in the Daily Mail about the military's practicing infiltrating local governments and buying them off. They're not practicing that. I told you about that 14 years ago in Police State 2000 with video with emergency managers and police chiefs of major cities in Texas on video with me saying special forces tried to buy them off. This is a long-term program, not in drills. The cover is the drill, just like with terror attacks. And again, it's not our military. It's criminal groups in control through the special forces level that's even above the generals. You always hear, yeah, Navy SEALs and Delta Force and even Green Berets are above the generals. Well, yeah, because they now work for criminal offshore conduits that have been taken outside of the command structure because they just fired, what, 11 generals the last 3 or 4 months? The head of CENTCOM, you name it, because they wanted to give help to the ambassador for 8 hours while Al-Qaeda, hired by Obama, was killing everybody. It was the local Benghazi security force. Anyways, I'm already digressing. The point is that if we have a discussion about this, and it's starting to come out in Forbes and Daily Mail and newspapers everywhere, I mean, the system is saying there are no army drills, there are no black helicopters, there are no federal checkpoints, there are no TSA checkpoints, there are no 1.6 billion, now 2 billion bullets, there are no 2,700 strikers, armored vehicles, there are no, 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 there are no. That is basically self-immolation. They have set themselves on fire to light the way for other liars. In just desperate all-out hoaxes. This is like 12 hours into the Tet Offensive. There's a full-out attack by North Vietnam against the South, overrunning positions, killing people, burning cities everywhere, and the news is saying there is no Tet Offensive, there is no Tet Offensive, there is no Tet Offensive. And the psych warfare chiefs publicly talk about this. They say it doesn't matter if you know it's a lie, it's just meant to make you not take action and then have a debate about the lie. You see, because it's targeting the general dumbdown public that just goes, well, Alex was saying they were planning this, but we don't know if it's true, because you won't go look it up on the federal purchase order website that we link to. But what I'm saying is, and Joseph Goebbels wrote about this, and then I read some declassified CIA stuff from the 60s where they said, in third world countries, we can't be over the top, as Joseph Goebbels pointed out, but also Bernays, they talk about him, he was still advising him at that point. The problem is that when it's too over the top, you lose everything. So there was an internal fight about how ridiculous to be. And what's taken the floor in the last 20 years is what Karl Rove talked about 8 years ago in the New York Times. He said, it doesn't matter if we get caught torturing and that we publicly ordered it. We'll just say that we didn't order it, even though we publicly ordered it, because we control reality. And he said this to the Washington Post, New York Times, and others at a cocktail party. They were so scared of him, it took them 3 years to admit it was him. They all wrote about it, though. Everybody knew who it was, senior White House advisor. And he said, you'll do what you're ordered. I control reality. And even the arrogant sellout mercenaries didn't like that. They want to feel important and like they're controlling reality and lying to people. They didn't like him saying, I will tell you what to say and you will repeat it. You understand that? And so and some of them got in trouble, by the way, because, you know, he's like, this is off record. But you can't have it off record when you're bragging at a cocktail party. They said six senior newspaper people are all around him. And he goes, you people are nothing. I'll tell you, the sun didn't come up tomorrow and you'll believe it. Go read the quotes. What did Robert Gibbs say? You know, I said I'd cover the virus news. I'll do that at the bottom of the next hour because it's so important. I don't do this on purpose. You know, I'll go, I'm just coming up and I don't. You know, I got so much here to cover. And I want to go to your calls first in the next hour and then get to that and then get to the Alamo report and a lot of other big stuff ahead of Max Kaiser. It's just that this is such a big deal. That's why I start hyperventilating over this. It is such a big deal, not in a personal power trip. It's actually pretty creepy. I don't want him to give me cancer. I don't want him to blow my head off or, you know, kill me and throw me in a hotel room with a hooker. I mean, I know who these people are. My best shot's to be as public as I can, to put all the info out now, so there's no point in killing me and turning me into a martyr. I hope you guys agree with that logic out there listening, the establishment. I'm not looking forward to you killing me, but if that happens, it's the way it is. I'm into this. You know, I'm committed. Because I'm just into the human species. I'm into my children's future, and it's just my male instinct to defend the truth is so overdriving, I can't stop. But side issue. It's really living is what it is. The truth is what matters. I worship the truth because who is the author of truth? God is truth. The devil is lies. And I want the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I would rather know the horrible truth and make preparation for it, to quote Patrick Henry, than to just be delusional. So understand what's happening now. They've gotten to the point, they're listening right now. They admittedly listen. The White House, their Media Matters listens, records the show every day. They've talked about their national studies they've done on the show where they have three people. You can go read this in their research reports they file, how they come up with it, how many times this website links to us, how many times I say this. They have three full-time paid people in D.C. They also have a New York office. Three people listening right now to take stuff out of context and play clips on their website and tell people it's not true. And they're sitting there destroying their own future. Drinking sodium fluoride, laughing about it, frying their brains with cell phone radiation, eating GMO because they're delusional that they're at the White House. They're little agents. Oh, yeah. How'd I get off into the CIA infiltration of local government? Whenever that Media Matters memo came out a few years ago about we're going to infiltrate alternative media and destroy it from within. I mean, that's criminal. But Politico was like, oh, isn't this cute? Isn't this fun? Because they want the White House access. And a few weeks ago, they said one thing about Obama, saying he was the puppet master. And so for a few weeks, they were shut off from information and press conferences. And so they groveled and came out and said, there are no bullets. They actually said, Paul Watson wrote about it and linked to their article, there are no bullets. It's a good look. Like the New York Times said 4 years ago, they said, I was in the Chantilly, Virginia Marriott Woods, having a full-on hallucination. Go read it. There was no Bilderberg meeting. We force people to admit there's a Bilderberg group. The media starts to cover it. What's the New York Times do? There is no Bilderberg. Alex Jones is completely insane. And people read the New York Times and feel official. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. There are no drones. There is no Bilderberg. There are no bullets. There are no armored vehicles. The TSA. Remember the TSA 3 years ago when we really pushed the big TSA story into the big national spotlight for about 3-4 months, and every day Drudge was linking to new articles we had, and they were saying, we do not grope children, we do not go in pants, we do not take you to a secondary room, we do not grope you, we do not strip search, and then they would get caught doing it and say, okay, we do. We do not save naked images. The scanners don't have radiation. They've been fully tested. Congress has been given the evidence. None of that was true. Lies, 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 lies. Let's come back in with ministry in the next segment if we can. Lies, 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 lies. And the fact is, when they're attacking us, and when they are going after us, and when they are saying we're liars, folks, they're not attacking us. It's a big deal to attack and to give us attention. They're doing it out of total desperation, because if the public finds out they've built over 200 FEMA camps and the civilian inmate labor camp program, army.mil, look it up. I just gave you the name. Just type it in. 5 seconds, you'll have it. Civilian inmate labor camp program. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act. The clergy response team. The InfraGuard teams. Read the public manuals training for total takeover. I mean, I'm giving you all the names here where you can read the whole takeover plan. How do I know what's going to happen next? It's all blueprinted. It's like if I had the blueprints for a house my neighbor's building, and I'm going to go, yes, next, honey, they're going to build the second floor balcony, and then they're going to put in the pool area. She's like, how do you know they're building the balcony today? Well, I have the blueprints. It's the next thing's that. And it's a TV guide. How do you know the Super Bowl's coming on tonight? Well, I have a TV guide. It's online. It says it's coming on at 6 o'clock tonight. My gosh, you're so smart. I mean, I mean, that's what's so frustrating. So they're telling you, you know, the Super Bowl isn't coming on the day it's coming on. I mean, it's happening, and they just want to stall you. But they wouldn't be attacking us saying this wasn't true on dozens of issues if it wasn't hurting them. And I want to go on hurting them, because they're hurting innocent people worldwide and wrecking our once great republic. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com, or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission to never forget. We got the people that I never met.
InfoWars.com, the resistance worldwide.
The head of ministry liked it. We need to get him back on. We need to try to do that. I know he was on tour last time, but we tried to get him on. Let's get him back on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Plus, he promised to come back on when 2012 would not be the end of the world. And he's a good guy. He also ran down people that have been buying gold. And I said, what do you got all those gold teeth for? Anyways, we're going to get him back on. The broadcast, oh, man, I tell you, truth is so much stranger than fiction. Speaking of, do you still think jet fuel brought down the towers? Look at these stacks of news. Now, I mentioned some of this yesterday. By the way, I haven't even gotten into the real top story yet today because I'm so used to North Korea threatening things. But I started thinking about it last night and this morning. On a metric, this is like, let's not exaggerate. Five times the amount of threats and the seriousness of threats I've ever seen. And it's Kim Jong-un, who looked more boyish because, you know, his dad had kept him at Swiss boarding schools and things until just a few years ago, who looked all scared and boyish just 6 months ago, now has that same crazy demonic, I'm in full power, I can order, you know, young girls strung up and killed like his dad would do. I mean, his dad did Hellraiser-type stuff on record at the seven-story Pleasure Palace. You can look that up. He would have planes hijacked to kidnap South Korean and Japanese film stars that would disappear into the North Korean capital, the only place with electricity in the country, basically. Oh, man, the Dennis Rodman thing. I mean, his evil to get money and then the vampiric spiders so happy to have something they thought was a celebrity to embrace and suck in. It was truly disgusting. Truly hard to watch. And I think it's a window into the mindset of narcissism. And look, I was into celebrity a little bit until I was exposed to a bunch of it and found out it was no big deal. The establishment Hollywood-style celebrity. There are real people I think are celebrities in my own mind who are activists and intelligent people, artists, violinists, guitarists, guitar heroes. I mean, there's people I admire, but just the all-out worship of it is so disgusting. And North Korea threatens preemptive nuclear strike as U.S.-South begin war games. They've ended the 1950s armistice. I mean, that's off the chart. You see, that was a ceasefire in a war that was never ended. So the war that so many of our family members fought in, like my late Uncle Leonard, it is now back on. So I'm going to be breaking that down. And we're going to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. U.S. South Korea began military exercises as North ends armistice and threatens to preemptively nuke the United States. And thanks to Clinton and Donald Rumsfeld, they both worked together. They were given missiles that can deliver the systems under law.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.